Sorry about the dead air, everybody.
I forgot to reconnect the audio mixing board. Okay, let's try this again. They say three times the charm. Okay. Ah, shit. Trying one more time. Firefox News Online had to go off the air temporarily because of a severe thunderstorm that rolled through the area. We are starting the broadcast fresh. And this time, for sure. Okay, this is starting to get on my last damn fucking nerve. I'm just going to check real quick with my friend Gunslinger. Can you hear me on the phone line?
Yeah, you're back. You're back. I'm clear.
All right. I'm going to put talking points up. So here goes. It is with my utmost apologies that I must clarify something that, due to lack of information, due to lack of clarification, must inform you all of a very serious issue involving the vaccines. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, says that the Democrat media suppressed information about more than 5,000 vaccine deaths. 5,000 vaccine deaths caused, apparently, by side effects, by some stroke of luck. No, not luck. I'm a very spiritual man, and I believe God is real and very powerful. And the reason I did not suffer from the same fate as 5,000 others is because I wasn't meant to die. I've had a lot of instances in my life where I should have died and didn't, obviously, because I'm still here. The sad reality is I've been saying for the longest time to get vaccinated. Now, in light of this information, I must withdraw from that because of the information that came before me just moments ago at the time of this recording, which was approximately 9:23 p.m. Eastern Time. I know this is not what you want to hear, America, but you need to know. And I have the story. And my thanks to One American News Network for putting it out there. My thanks to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin for bringing it to light. At least one media outlet so far that I have been able to tell is talking about it. I will, during the course of this broadcast, check out the other news organizations, even those on the left. And hopefully they will have reported honestly and not withheld the information. The fact of the matter is, one death is one death too many, but 5,000, and the media saw fit to keep it under their hats, is disgusting. It is reprehensible to think that the media would be so blind and not report the facts. I am, again, very sorry for not having this information. I apologize to everyone that I said, until I have more facts, until I have more information, I cannot accept this And now I see that I was wrong. And that is something that I stated many times on this broadcast. I would admit to being wrong when I discover that I am wrong. And I was wrong. But without the information, without confirmation of some kind, I couldn't really, in good conscience, report something I didn't have confirmation of. Now, the confirmation is right in front of my face. And it is unfortunate that I didn't know about this sooner, or any of us, for that matter, had confirmation of this. But when a sitting United States senator on the Senate floor or in committee or wherever he brought this to light says something about it, I can not ignore it any longer. Somehow, it is, for this journalist, embarrassing. But I'd rather own up to the facts. I'd rather own up to the truth than sit back and not report it at all or bring it to your attention at all. Because if I hold back information like this, then I become no better than the foolhardy idiots in the mainstream media that withheld it in the first place. I know this is difficult for a lot of folks to digest in one sitting, and I know this is going to be a very difficult story to read. I haven't read it yet. I've only glanced at it, but I know this much. It's information you need. You should have gotten a long time ago. And the mainstream media, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the freaking quack, and anyone else responsible for withholding this information should be held accountable. As I said, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. And I was wrong to think that some of the information I was hearing about needed to be corroborated, confirmed, and so forth. But in one respect, I'm not wrong to want confirmation. I was wrong to think that it would happen quickly, and it didn't. And that, my friends, is something that I do regret deeply, that I waited this long. But maybe it took what it took to get the information out. I often say better late than never, but 5,000 people later, that's inexcusable. I can only do what I can do with the information that I have available, that information that I can confirm. I wasn't able to confirm it until now. And sadly, I feel like I've failed somehow. Maybe I did and maybe I didn't. I don't know. But I'd rather err on the side of caution and offer my sincere apologies for having waited too long, failed to research it more closely. But they say to err is human, to forgive divine. Hopefully, I will have earned not only your forgiveness, but your continued trust. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend tonight's broadcast all over the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story.
Okay. Now that that's done, done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live after a thunderstorm rolled through here, and I started the show off fresh because I wanted things to be just so. I wanted everything to run smoothly. So now, you get Gunslinger in here. I see you dropped out of the chat room.
Yeah, it started raining on me outside, so I had to make a wild dash to the other computer.
Oh boy. First I get hit with a thunderstorm, now you get rain.
Yeah.
Mother Nature is not being kind.
Not really.
I mean, geez, come on now. What is this shit today? I mean, okay, Mother Nature, I'm only going to say this once. Stop raining on my parade. Stop raining on Gunslinger's parade. In other words, thanks for the rain, but leave out the thunder and lightning, okay?
Hmm.
Like, that's going to really work. I am currently sending a updated email, so you'll probably get that soon. But it'll have the only link that changes is the Blog Talk Radio link. All the other stuff remains the same. All the other links remain the same. Now, if I can just come on, open Sesame. So, anyway, just as soon as I get this all fixed here. Wow, Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit sure posted a lot of shit in the time it took me to get back on. He's not the only one. Okay, so where the hell is my post? I don't believe this.
Well, while you're looking for that, your talking points, I hate to say it, but I told you so. They're hiding something.
Please don't do that. I'm just saying, not
to you. I'm just making it a blank statement. That's all I'm doing. Okay. I've said that they're hiding something, George. Okay. The evidence, and it's too bold in your face, okay? And when you read that, I've saved an article right here coming from an actual doctor, for God's sakes. I'll put it in the chat room so you can take a look at it. This is
you're breaking up.
I know. Hang on. Okay, I got that voice reader in the back that I forgot to turn back off. But you can read this. This is another one. These articles are coming out now, and I knew they would because numbers are not making sense. Okay, even in the interim with COVID-19. Okay, how they covered up. How many people really died on this stuff. Now they're covering up about the vaccine now. Okay. If it was just one or two, 10, 20, okay, you know, hell, that's a small amount. When you've got over 5,000, you just said it, this article proves it right here that's in the chat room right now, I'm going to say triple that number. Okay. This is what they've exposed now. We know that they lie. They're like Democrats. Do they tell the truth? No. No, they don't. Sorry. Sorry to break everybody's burble, but Democrats do not fucking tell the truth, and these bastards are no better, okay? I don't know. But I'm glad, you know, you were not among the 5,000, no doubt. Go ahead.
Huh. So am I. I mean,
yeah, so are you.
Look, I've faced death quite a few times in my life. Okay, I have, and I've been very fortunate. Why God chooses to keep me around on this ball of dust and water is beyond me. But I'm still here. And I'm not going anywhere just yet. Hopefully. Hopefully I will not kick the bucket for another 30 years. If I'm really lucky. I mean, hell. I know when it's time for my ticket to be punched. It'll be when I sit here and go drool, and my brain cells have gone completely to mush. By the way, Mike has joined us on the line.
Hey. Yeah, you're right. That'll be about the time. That'll be about the time when I know too. Everybody has their time, right? And
oh, yeah.
only one person knows it. And so, you know, what can you do? And of course, guns right. Democrats, their default setting is to lie, right? So it's like
that seems to be their only setting.
Yeah. You're telling me that I don't need a mask. I'm need a mask. I don't need a mask. You're telling me that, and we can go through all the lies they've told. Which look, it's already 10:35. You know, 10:35 p.m. here, and we probably don't have much time left in the show. It would take another 3-4 hours to go through every damn lie that they've ever told. You know,
hold on. I started the show, I started the show fresh.
Ah.
That's why it took me so long. It took me about 10, 15 minutes to get back on because I started everything from scratch.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, no.
We're here.
What I'm saying is, generally, we're off for, you know, what? It'd be 11 o'clock my time, so. It'd be, what, noon, not noon, but what am I saying, midnight, your time, or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. You're right, George. What can you say about it that hasn't already been said about the lying and the other stuff that the Democrats tend to do? You know, it's like, what? Oh, we're not going to take your guns, but oh, yeah, you are. We're not going to – we didn't cheat in the election. Yeah, you did. You know, we're not going to raise your taxes. Yes, you are. You know, we're not going to X, Y, and Z. Everything they say, it's like this, George. You've seen Seinfeld when George Costanza
does the opposite. Does this add it up? It's all bullshit.
Yep. And thank God we have him still in office, right?
Yeah, we can pick on him. We can pick on Biden. I mean, you know, the Democrats are easy targets. They'll always be easy targets. I know because, you know, they're that stupid. But anyway, I do have that article. I want to read off. This is direct from One American News Network. Again, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, says that the Democrat media suppressed information about more than 5,000 vaccine deaths. More than 1,000. Okay? Now check this out. As soon as I can remember where I put it. Oh, there it is. Duh. I opened it and forgot what tab it was. I'm doing good today. Senator Ron Johnson highlighted reports of a rising number of deaths caused by coronavirus vaccines. He announced the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported thousands of deaths from side effects of experimental vaccines. The Republican senator argued Dr. Anthony Fauci and various media outlets have been turning a blind eye to warning signals from the vaccine adverse event warning system from the CDC, which has reported about 5,000 deaths. Johnson stressed there are safe and effective treatments for COVID-19, such as hydroxychloroquine, and Democrat calls for mass vaccination have been misleading. In a tweet from Senator Johnson, John Stewart, at John Stewart and at Stephen at home, enjoyed your late show Wuhan virus discussion. Since I was mentioned, let me share this email I got from a constituent. Open minds can save lives. Might be a good idea if I put my glasses on. Almost caught my finger in that one. I am writing today to thank you for your leadership in Wisconsin as it relates to COVID and alternative treatments. My wife and I watched Dr. Pierre Corey testify before the Senate committee about... I can't see this. Even with my glasses on, I can't. It's too small to read. So I got to open Twitter. Bear with me, folks. Oh, come on. Really? Okay, that's much better. I'll start it off from the beginning. I am writing today to thank you for your leadership in Wisconsin as it relates to COVID and alternative treatments. My wife and I watched Dr. Pierre Corey testify before the Senate committee about ivermectin. Oh, excuse me, ivermectin. December 8, 2020. And we were utterly dumbfounded that this treatment was not readily available as treatment and prevention to the general public. Little did we know how valuable this hearing would be for us. In late May, my wife succumbed to the COVID virus. Her case was quite severe. She will report that she has never experienced the severity of headaches and body aches in her lifetime, as well as severe nausea and high temperatures. We pursued help through one medical establishment via urgent care. Excuse me for yawning. Damn it. Now that's going to start. She was tested for COVID, confirmed positive, told to hydrate, provided an anti-nausea prescription, and told to take Tylenol. Over the days, her symptoms worsened, and her temperature increased to 102.7. So we thought it best to go to a local emergency room, different medical provider than above urgent care. Now I'm going to start yawning off the fucking hook. Thank you, Mother Nature, for fucking me up. Her experience was abominable. You've got to be kidding me. My glasses are dirty, too. Folks, I'm telling you right now, This is getting ridiculous. I have to, now I got to clean off my glasses. So I can see what the fuck I'm reading. Minute smudges can create hassles.
Okay, that'll be like, yeah.
Shit. This is getting fucking ridiculous. Thunderstorm rolls through. Problems in the, with the first go-around before the thunderstorm hit. Now I'm yawning my ass off. Do you think somebody's trying to tell me to get off the air for the night? I hope not.
Yeah.
I,
pretty much.
That's,
my George, we pretty much established that Mother Nature can be a bitch. You know?
That's the truth. Anyway, let me try and get through this before I. Yawn again. Too late. That already happened. After explaining her pain and symptoms, she was provided a narcotic for pain and a sleeping pill prescription. She was then told to tell friends and family to get vaccinated based on her severe case and sent home. As the days progressed, she grew so weak that she was not able to walk without assistance. She is a healthy, physically active woman that exercises every day. Yawn time. Sorry. That exercises every day and eats very healthy on a regular basis. As her symptoms worsened, I remembered the hearing you hosted and Dr. Corey. Through your leadership on this issue, I was finally able to connect with a Green Bay doctor that provided my wife real treatment.
Oh, come on.
I am not going to let this stop me. Ivermectin and other support prescriptions. Within an hour of taking ivermectin, her headaches were gone. As an average citizen, it is very troubling to me to know that this information is being suppressed. I am grateful for your leadership on this challenging topic.
Oh, God, damn.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stop yawning. This is not fucking fair. No, I forgot where the fuck I was. Shit. Oh. I can safely say it has impacted our life in a very real way. Thank you. That's the email that Senator Johnson received. Now finishing off the story. Over 1,700 within days 0, 1, and 2 of getting vaccinated, we have thousands of people who have permanent disabilities. 20,000 hospitalizations, he expressed. Motherfucker. I am really getting tired of yawning. Where was I here? Oh, yeah. That, quite honestly, compares to less than 200 deaths per year in the entire 30-year history of the VAERS system with other vaccines. Johnson went on to say big tech and mainstream media are still censoring the information about early treatments for COVID-19. Which must be investigated. He argued that the American people will continue to suffer the consequences of misleading information and the ignorance of leading health experts. All right. Before anybody gets any bright ideas of praising President Trump, I'm going to say something that's going to piss a lot of Trump supporters off. I happen to be a Trump supporter. But if 5,000 people are dead because of experimental vaccines, then they should have gone with expensive, heavy testing long before they released it. Yes, we would have had a lot of people dying from the vaccine, and not the vaccine, the virus, but a safer vaccine would have been more preferable to one that's killing people. Now, I went and got vaccinated. I'm lucky I'm still alive. 5,000 people weren't so lucky. And after reading this, President Trump, I hate to have to say this, but you jumped the gun and rushed things a little too fast. Yes, Operation Warp Speed was successful, but the testing phase should have been, all vaccines should have been tested more rigorously. I'm not saying you were wrong. I'm just saying you could have handled things a little better in this issue. Now, folks, I have said this many times. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Right to Life or My Rent's Too Damn High Party. If you're a politician and you do something right, I'm going to say so. If you do something that's wrong or you make a mistake, I'm going to say so.
Well,
in this,
can I add some,
in this case, hold on a second, Gunslinger. Let me finish.
When you get finished.
In this case, go ahead, Gunslinger. I'm finished.
No, you go ahead and finish. I mean, I'll just say
no, I'm done. Go ahead, please. Just
when
go
you
ahead.
Said Trump, you know, well, when you said Trump, you know, we got to look at this in a logical format here. Remember, Trump, number one, he's not a politician. Two, he's not a doctor. I think that Trump was solely going on the advice of his advisors, probably Dr. Quack, you know, Quack Quack, Fushi, Boshi, whatever you want to call it, Quack, because he is a quack. Yeah, you're right. They should have let them research this more, okay? But I think Trump took the advice of his advisors, okay? Because Trump, we know he's not a doctor. He's not a research scientist, okay? Maybe I should have been one. But Trump is not. So you can't really blame the man, okay, for doing something that, you know, I mean, the thing is like standing in front of a shit sand. You're going to get a face full of it, okay? And I think he probably didn't have no choice in the matter. And if they would have pushed this hydrochloroquine or whatever you call this shit, I think that would have been a whole lot better, because I think that's what Trump took when he got it. Remember, he got the same thing, and they gave him that experimental drug, and obviously it worked. So instead of going off on a wild tangent goose chase after this vaccine, how come they didn't start prescribing this? Makes you think, don't it? Go ahead.
Because they didn't want, because the obviously Big Pharma didn't want, you know, something put out there that actually could work at least knocking down the symptoms. They wanted money wasted or spent, however you wish to look at it. They also didn't think about the other side of the issue. Now, yes, testing has come a long, long way. But based on what I've just read tonight, they should have tested more rigorously. And President Trump should not have listened to Dr. Anthony fucking Fauci. But he didn't know at the time what kind of an asshole Fauci is. And the mainstream media had this information and sat on it. I'll tell you what, mainstream media, virtual landmine, sit on it and get your ass blown to the moon, okay? Because you're a bunch of fucking morons. sitting on this story really fucking sucks. Mike?
Well, yeah. And the thing is, I mean, look, he was getting, President Trump, yeah, we would love to have had it tested and tested and tested and tested and all that stuff, but President Trump, you know, was being told, we need it now, we need it now, we got to have it now, we got to have it now, we got to have it now. And what did he do? Well, he did what good people do, and he listened to the advice. Now, granted, the advice probably was bad advice, was definitely bad advice, but time, it was the advice he was being given. We got to have it. We got to have it. We need it now, you know, and we have to have it. We don't want it. We don't want more people to die or get sick or whatever, get injured by this virus than have already been injured, right? So I can't fault him for doing that. Now, can you fault him for listening to that? He didn't know what kind of an asshole Dr. Fauci was. It took him time to figure it out, but he didn't know what kind of an asshole Dr. Fauci was, you know, and it's like, okay, this guy, and we know exactly what Dr. Fauci was, right? We know it, right? And it took everybody time to find out what he was and what he was doing and what his his motivations for doing what he did was, you know. So, like I said, you can't fault the President Trump for listening to people. You can't, you know, I mean, he's getting it from all over the place. We need it, 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 you know. So it's like, I can't fault him for listening to that every time he got it. Maybe he shouldn't have listened to it, but what can you do when you're getting it from all over the place? What can you do? You know, yeah, he's the leader of the free world, but you know, it's like, what can he do? Back to you, George.
He knows how to ask questions. He's a businessman. And coming from the business world, he knows to ask a lot of questions. He should have done the same thing in this context. Knowing full well that these vaccines are bypassing the normal testing phases. I'm not faulting the man for trying to help the American people. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is he should have inquired more heavily. And instead of just listening to Fauci, which unfortunately is the only person he was actually listening to, because he was the only medical doctor outside of his private physician that he could hear from, especially being a so-called virologist or whatever the fuck Fauci calls himself. Okay? The simple fact is, Fauci was the only one telling the president, oh, don't worry, the vaccines will be safe, blah, 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 blah. I got half a mind to sue that motherfucker. I really do. Make an example of his dumb ass. Oh, shit. Great. Now I'm going to start fucking sneezing. Let's see. Thunderstorm. Come back. Yawn my head off. That ends. Now I'm sneezing my head off. This has not been a good night.
Eh. And George, you know what's going to be next after the sneezing end? It's going to
don't
be the fart.
Don't say it. You had to say it. You dumbass. I start farting. It's going to be your fault. For saying it. I don't know about you, man. I just don't know. All right. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, this broadcast started at 11:13 p.m. Eastern Time. It was a fresh startup broadcast due to the thunderstorm that rolled through the Hudson Valley. Excuse me. Jesus. Okay, this is starting to get on my last nerve. That's not fair. See, but I didn't fart. Instead, I burped. Better to burp and taste it than to fart and waste it, like Gunslinger would say, or something like that anyway. Anyway, okay. Let's try. Sorry. Let me see here. All right. Time to move on with this broadcast. Okay. We will as soon as I can start doing again. Here we go again. Folks, I just got a hold of this story. When I was posting the updated links, well, the only updated link is Blog Talk Radio. But when I was posting the links on Gab, I came across this article from Breitbart. Nellis Air Force Base hosts the very first ever, guys, I hope you have barf bags available. You're going to need them. Drag queen show. Essential to the morale and readiness. Excuse me? Let me read that headline from Breitbart again. Nellis Air Force Base hosts the first ever drag queen show. Their reasoning? That it's essential to the morale and readiness. Give me a fucking break. How is a fucking drag queen show? Well, let me read this article. Maybe it'll give a little insight into what the fuck's going on here. The Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada recently hosted its first ever drag queen show at one of its on-base dining and entertainment clubs, according to a base spokesperson. Nellis Air Force Base said in an email statement to Breitbart News, Nellis Air Force Base and the 99th Air Base Wing hosted its first ever drag show Thursday, June 17th at the Nellis Club. The event was sponsored by a private organization and provided an opportunity for attendees to learn more about the history and significance of drag performances art within the LGBT plus community. Excuse me. Ensuring our ranks reflect and are inclusive of the American people is essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. Nellis Air Force Base is committed to providing and championing an environment that is characterized by equal opportunity, diversity, and inclusion. Oh, boy. There's more, folks. The drag queen show came to light after Air Force veteran podcaster BK posted a digital flyer of the event that read, "Drag you, Nellis," and "Class is in session." Discover the significance of drag in the LGBT plus community at the Nellis Club, it said. It was scheduled for Friday, June 17th at 5 p.m. and sponsored by the Nellis Top 3. Now, BK Actual, which is on Twitter at Bravo Kilo Actual. That's what the BK stands for, Bravo Kilo Actual. So at Nellis AFB is having a base-sanctioned drag queen show. Isn't that awesome? Maybe some of our military, quote-unquote, journalists can call them up and ask them about this. And, of course, he provides a picture of the flyer. I am going to show you folks, at least attempt to show it. Hey, Flycatch. Flycatch is watching us via DLive. Trump never got the jab. He took therapeutics instead. Yeah, that's what we were talking about with Trump. He took the hydroxychloroquine. Trump-backed hydrocodone and was blasted by mainstream media. Yeah, tell me about it. The jab was labeled as an experimental drug, and the makers can't be held liable. George, the show was not for active duty military members. Then why did they say it was for the morale and all that shit? It's being held, it was held on a fucking Air Force base. You mean, come on, Flycatch, really? I mean, I made a mistake when it came to information and not following up on it and shit like that. But this is coming from the Air Force base. Well, I'm not going to Google it tonight. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to call Nellis Air Force Base tomorrow. How's that grab you? And get to the bottom of this. I'll find out from them directly. I'll even record the conversation. So the guarantee that I get everything is on the up and up. Because I don't trust Google as far as I can fucking throw it. Okay? Google's the one that censors all the conservatives. Or have you forgotten that? Holy shit. Hang on a second here while I... Wow, this is, where is it? There. Okay. Let me show you the flyer. All right. Now here's the flyer in question. All right. Now, oddly enough, it doesn't say anything about military personnel, you know, not allowed or anything like that. Okay. Now I'm going to go back to the article here, and I'm going to highlight, because I'm showing you the Breitbart article. Nellis Air Force Base said in an email statement to Breitbart News, and I'm going to read that part again. Nellis Air Force Base and the 99th Air Base Wing hosted its first ever drag show Thursday, June 17, at the Nellis Club. The event was sponsored by a private organization and provided an opportunity for attendees to learn more about the history and significance of drag performance art within the LGBT plus community. Ensuring our ranks... Let me read that part again. Ensuring our ranks reflect and are inclusive of the American people is essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. Nellis Air Force Base is committed to providing and championing an environment that is characterized by equal opportunity, diversity, and inclusion. Now, anybody who's ever read military postings or have ever had to pass on through the public information office to the press information that's going to happen on a military installation, when you see words like ensuring our ranks, that means the military personnel were at the club when this show was going on. How do I know? Because I was in the service. I read public information office memos and shit. I occasionally helped them with them. So, yeah, right. The military base hosting a drag queen show and no military personnel allowed it. No. Hate to be the one to say this, but yeah. I don't have to Google it. I can read between the fucking lines. Now, the top three at Nellis Air Force Base is a social and professional organization established to enhance the morale, spirit, decor of all enlisted personnel assigned to the wing and to facilitate cooperation between members of the top three enlisted grades, according to its private Facebook page. The base top three will provide a forum for its members to meet, share personal experiences and expertise, and assist one another. It may function as an added channel of communication within the chain of command between the commander and the enlisted force at Nellis Air Force Base, it said. One person who attended the drag queen show posted on her social media account, "Had a fun night at a drag queen show at Nellis AFB last night." The Nellis Club, according to the Nellis Air Force, the Nellis Force Support Squadron website, is a consolidated club offering a versatile dining and entertainment experience for all its members. We now serve breakfast, lunch, dinner, midnight meal from Monday to Friday, as well as brunch, dinner, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is like advertising for them. So I'm going to skip through the usual stuff. All meals are open to essential meal card holders. There is something for everyone to enjoy, blah, blah, blah. Now, Nellis Air Force Base is home to the Services Warfare Center, where Air Force pilots undergo the most demanding advanced air combat training in the country. The crews do not come to learn how to fly, but instead how to be the best combat aviators in the world, the base website said. So, when you read a statement issued to the press like this, and it says ensuring our ranks. I hate to say it, but military personnel were at that show. Believe what you want, but they were there. Why would this press release say ensuring our ranks? Like I said, I helped out with the PIO on occasion, and I know some of the people that worked in the PIO. I also read a lot of the PIO stuff. I even asked questions. And this was long before I got involved in the military. Okay? Well, long before I got into broadcasting, not the military. Scratch that. That won't be necessary, Flycatch. That won't be necessary. Simply put, everybody wants to debunk what I've just said. They all want to prove me wrong. I mean, come on, Flycatch. Really? Ensuring our ranks. That doesn't tell you military personnel were at that show? Seriously? Are you that naive? Anyway, starting with you, Mike, on this one. What are your thoughts?
You know, this whole drag queen thing, I mean, they're trying to reprogram all of society, right? And, I mean, I don't want to say it's easy to do with the military, but, you know, it's not just this, George. It's that critical race theory crap that they're teaching at the military academies as well. But that's kind of a different situation there, but again, all this kind of boils down to is the progressives or whatever you want to call them trying to reprogram the all society back to you.
Gunslinger?
Well, you know, any idiot that would teach this stuff to anybody, especially school children, okay, they should be arrested and charged with child endangerment. And the teachers that go along with the bullshit should be arrested and charged with child endangerment, okay? I mean, five-year-old kids, four-year-old kids in kindergarten, are you fucking out of your fucking goddamn mind? I mean, you already see how evil that is, okay? You already see it's okay, I'm a welfare and dress up and fucking, oh my God, really? You know, if these people want to do that when they turn legal age, that's legal age, okay? You know, then you can do about it. But that's indoctrination, like Mike said, everybody's saying that. And it's true, of course it's true. Okay, so these are some sick people, sick, evil, twisted, dementive. Well, they're not fucking human. They can't be. Human, a moral, righteous human being would not do this kind of shit. So they're not even. Okay, sorry. I disagree with that. But go ahead.
Yeah, but Gunslinger, we're talking about men and women who are serving in our armed forces. Now, Flycatch just changed his tune slightly. First, he says, in the very beginning of this whole thing, he says the show was not for active duty military members. Right. That's why it said ensuring our ranks in the message to Breitbart from the Air Force base. Okay. Now he's saying military members could attend, but it was not mandatory. Granted, it may not have been mandatory, but they still attended. So, you know what? Not, come on. Really, Flycatcher? I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. What do you think, I'm a fucking idiot? Oh, shit. Now I forgot who started us off.
I just made my comment, so it must be my turn.
Yeah, it must be Mike's turn. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm finished.
Oh, you commented on this already?
Yes.
Oh. See? That's what happens when I get into arguments with people that don't listen. Anyway. Moving right along. But before we move right along, I will say one thing. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not a stupid fucking idiot like Joe Biden. My name isn't Joe Biden. I can read between the lines. Yes, it may not have been mandatory, but military personnel still attended. It's on an Air Force base, for crying out fucking loud. They probably wanted a good laugh. Because they probably thought it was a joke. Well, the joke was played on them for sure. Just having something like that on an Air Force base that's paid for by taxpayer money. No. I'm sorry. That's just wrong on every conceivable level. Now, let me see here. Something's wrong with the Twitch feed. Seems to have slowed, come to a halt. I'm still broadcasting on it. It's just not buffering. Now I've got flies in my face. Boy, tonight's been a real winner of a night. Fucking flies. One just tried to fly up my nose, I think. All right. Back to the stories that I have here. Now, according to One America News, the Democrats are pushing to eliminate the filibuster, which we already knew they were trying to do, but it seems that they may be going a bit harder than before. Well, check this out. From One America News, Democrats have continued their push to eliminate the Senate filibuster in efforts to further Joe Biden's agenda. The filibuster, which is a Senate rule, will need essentially 60 votes to pass most legislation. Many have argued the filibuster has been a hurdle for Democrats as they have sought to fulfill Joe Biden's agenda. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, said Democrats have chosen to work mainly on partisan bills and reported bills from the House to the Senate that don't have bipartisan support. Now, Pam Keith Esquire on Twitter wrote the following. Every Senate vote that dies due to GOP filibuster of cloture is a fail on the Dems, not on the GOP. Public opinion is not moving on this. Either we do what needs to be done, or we admit we can't or won't. These political theatrics are wasting precious time and pissing us off. just to give you a really good idea of my response to that, bear with me while I pull this up here. And the winner is, bear with me, folks. Again, it is taking for fucking ever. Oh, come on. I'm hoping that I just clicked on the right thing. I hate when this happens. Certain websites lately have been slower than shit, which doesn't make any sense, but then again, why not? And Mike left. Wow. So this is getting fucking retarded. With or without my glasses, I can't see. My vision is blurred. Completely unfair. All right. Now, let's see here. Here's what Pam Keith, Esquire, wrote. And here's my, and you see my response, those of you watching on the video. But for the radio folks, Ms. Keith, I have to ask a very simple question here. And that is, how do you propose to end this constant insanity? I even included a follow-up question. If the Democrats find a way to succeed at ending the filibuster, how will this affect the American people as a whole? As of this broadcast, no response has been seen yet, and I sincerely doubt I will get one. Now, going back to what I was looking at here, now, Thune went on to add that this includes the Second Amendment, elections, and immigration. I hope that on the leader's point, there are enough Democrats who recognize the value of what the Senate contributes. Oh, come on! Of making sure there is at least some attempt to cooperate and find common ground and bipartisanship, he explained. Blowing up the legislative filibuster in order to accomplish some short-term agenda will only backfire and create a lot of long-term pain for the country and for the party that does it. This comes after Democrats like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, have said everything's on the table in regards to the possibility of eliminating the filibuster. According to a review of the 45 Democrat senators who have called for changing or eliminating the filibuster in the past year, 39 of them defended it when Republicans controlled the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said getting rid of it would essentially be blowing up the Senate. He added that fracturing the filibuster changes the Senate institutionally forever. big funding deals, appropriation bills, farm bills, highway bills, the NDAA, the Senate's 60-vote threshold backstops all of it, he expressed. It's not just about controversial items. It's about everything we do. McConnell went on to say those that went to the – that want those that – oh, boy, I didn't tell you that good. My tongue's blocking the eye teeth. I can't see what I'm saying. Let's see here.
Okay, I'll go at first.
Oh, shit. Here we go again, folks. McConnell went on to say those that want the change are arguing for a radically less stable system of government. He also stated the loss of the filibuster would be a scorched-earth Senate, while others have argued that ultimately both parties need to find a way to work together.
God, shit.
Now, Gunslinger, maybe it's just me, but when the Democrats changed certain rules in the Senate, when they held majority for a while, I believe I said at the time, this is going to come back to bite them in the ass. And when the Republicans took control of the Senate, it did. Their changes came back to haunt them. Now they're all pissy moany because the changes they made are too hard for them because they can't get Joe Biden's agenda accomplished. Well, boo frickety who, fuckheads. Joe Biden is a scorched earth, brain cell missing fucking lunatic. And that stupid bitch, Kamala Cameltoe the Ho Harris, she seems to be running the country and not you, you fucking idiot. Of course, I don't want you running the country at all, or her. So, honestly, Biden, he's nothing more than an itch I got to scratch. He's nothing more than a fucking pain in my side. And a pain in the ass to every American nationwide. And if there's people out there that actually voted for that fuckhead, you're an asshole. Even though we know that he and his groupies stole the election. Gunslinger?
Well, I'm going to get me a hat. I think they have them available. Don't cry. Don't blame me. I didn't vote for the motherfucker. Okay? You dumb fucker.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what, yeah, I think there's a hat out there now that says that. I think I might get one. But, yeah, you know, these dumb fucks, I've always said this. These people, they can keep beating their head against this brick wall, and I think they enjoy it. I think it gives them a rush, a thrill, okay? They know this. You would think they would, at least the higher-ups, like that Piglosi, that dumb martini-guzzling bitch. She's stupid, there ain't no doubt about that. But she knows, she's been in there long enough to know the game. So they know, they have to know. The upper echelon, you know, the little martini crowd. So when you know that, and they purposely do this, but yet you know they come back and bites them on their ass, well, that only goes to show you, just like a fucking dog chasing his tail. Well, what are you going to get? What is it trying to do, lick its ass? Well, these motherfuckers are just spinning around and around and around in a circle, never going anywhere. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a fine line between being smart and knowing to do what's right than to be stupid and do things like the Democrats do. I mean, it's really not hard to figure out. The Democrats have been fucking up and fucking up and fucking up and fucking up, but they've got the protection of the mainstream media. Excuse me. That's what I call a bullfrog burp. When you try to muffle them. Look, we all know that Joe Biden is suffering from something. He has either Alzheimer's or dementia. It's hard to say. But I think the entire Democratic caucus in the Congress and in the United States Senate suffer from it too. Either that or they have selective memory. They choose to remember what they want to remember. And, of course, twisted selected memory. They remember the way they want to remember it, not the truth or the facts. Fact is, they pushed to change things in the Senate when Obama was in the office, holding it hostage. Then the Republicans took over, and everything backfired on the Democrats because of the changes they made. Gee, I'm sorry that this didn't work for you. I'm sorry that this ultimately kicked your ass all over Washington, D.C., Democrats. But no. Do not change the fucking rules because they don't work for you. That tells me you cheat. That you lie. That you're willing to do anything to win. Does the 2020 election now start to make sense? If you change the if you go and make a change in the filibuster as a partisan decision, that will prove beyond a reasonable doubt to me and anyone else with an ounce of brain matter that you're willing to lie, cheat, and steal to get what to get things your way. That includes and not limited to the most recent election. You may not be the sharpest knives in the drawer, but you're smart enough to know not to cheat a second or third time. That much I'll give you credit for. Because I'm a student of human nature. The human nature of a Democrat is to be a fucking idiot. It's as simple as that. They're idiots. They're morons. They're fuck-ups, screw-ups, you name it. That's what a Democrat is. Shit. And I thought today was going to be an easy day. Whatever you say, Flycatcher, I'm not even reading your stuff anymore, to be honest with you. Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Next story. This one might have you raising an eyebrow, Gunslinger. From Newsmax comes this. Representative Taylor Greene introducing a bill to abolish, brace yourself, you're going to love this, the ATF. That's right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, planned to introduce a bill Thursday morning that would abolish the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, according to the Daily Caller. And by the way, this was dated Thursday, June 17th. It's one of the stories I didn't get to last week. But check this out. Green's bill was named after Brian A. Terry, a former Marine and Border Patrol agent killed during a botched operation to track guns smuggled across the southern border. The congresswoman confirmed the news on Twitter after the Daily Caller broke the story. I'm introducing this legislation to hashtag eliminate the ATF to protect all gun owners across this country from a tyrannical, power-hungry group of bureaucrats whose goal is to destroy our Second Amendment rights. This is what Green tweeted at the time. Green's staff told the Daily Caller the bill would include, get this, alcohol, tobacco, and other regulatory functions being transferred back to the FBI. Requires the FBI publish an itemized list on its website of all confiscated firearms and ammunition, which must be sold to federal firearms licensed or FFL dealers via public auction before the Bureau closes. Proceeds from the auction are to be placed into a fund for the families of Border Patrol officers killed in the line of duty as a result of Operation Fast and Furious, providing grants up to $150,000 per family. Any remaining funds not used by 2032 will be redirected to a program awarding states grant funds to establish firearm safety programs. Okay? 12 years ago, under the direction of Hate America leftist former Attorney General Eric Holder, the ATF smuggled firearms to Mexico drug cartels, Operation Fast and Furious, who then used those firearms to kill American hero Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, Green told the Daily Caller. This can never be allowed to happen again. Joe Biden's nomination of gun grabber David Chipman, who wants to ban, confiscate, and destroy the most popular self-defense and hunting rifle in America, owned by millions of American patriots, is a clear indication that the ATF's war on gun owners is just beginning and is about to crank up. I'm introducing this legislation to eliminate the ATF to protect all gun owners across this country from a tyrannical, power-hungry group of bureaucrats whose goal is to destroy our Second Amendment rights. Now, Representatives Ralph Norman, Republican from South Carolina, Paul Gosar, Republican from Arizona, and Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, are bill co-sponsors. Aaron Dorr, the executive director of the American Firearms Association, told the Daily Caller the legislation was overdue. Bear with me, folks. My scroll wheel is acting up. It has been for days. I may have to check the speed on it. The ATF has been a scandal-ridden disaster long before Operation Fast and Furious became front-page news, Dorr told the Daily Caller. Those days, they exist solely to attack the Second Amendment. They exist solely to attack the Second Amendment and the tens of millions of proud gun owners who fight to defend it. It's high time this agency was eliminated before they can do even more damage to freedom. Terry was killed in 2010 while participating in Operation Fast and Furious, which allowed federal agents to sell weapons to known criminals in order to track the purchases to senior drug cartel members in Mexico. ATF officially was established as an independent bureau within the Treasury Department in 1972, and then was shifted to the Department of Justice with the Homeland Security Act of 2002. Well, it was an independent bureau established within the Treasury Department in 72. And then, of course, was shifted to the DOJ with the Homeland Security Act of 2002. Okay, it's been around since 72. That puts it at, and I'm just doing this math roughly in my head, I'd say 47 years. You know what? I think it's time the ATF was taken apart because it's been politically used by the left so far. Nobody on the right has used the ATF to attack gun owners. It's basically the left doing that. So, Gunslinger, you heard the story. What do you say?
Well, like I said, you know, what good are they if they don't prosecute? You know, they got caught red-handed with Operation Gunrunner. You know, Eric Withholder, okay? And he got off scot-free. Didn't do a fucking thing to that son of a bitch. Did he ever see any jail time? No. Maybe a slap on the wrist, but that's about it. Oh, don't you do that again. So if these people could do that and smuggle guns to Mexico and all this shit, then when they get caught with their pants down, nothing is done. Just like the Democrats, okay, nothing was done, then why do we have them? Okay, they're useless. Okay, let all this shit go back to the FBI. Clean house in the FBI, no doubt, because they some rotten son of bitches in there, too, just like in all governmental agencies, no doubt. But government has got too many governmental agencies, okay? You know, this one does that, and this one does that. Basically, they all do the fucking same thing. So why have five fucking different agencies when one can do it? It's just a waste of fucking tax money, okay, on top of that. And when you got these idiots like this that wants to take away your guns, your gun rights, and all this shit, fuck them some bitches. They need to be flushed down the toilet because what good are they? Again, what good are they? If they're constantly out there trying to take your guns away. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I mean, what I just said about the Democrats have basically used the ATF as their strong arm, and it's not the Republicans. And if the Republicans have done it, which I don't remember seeing or reading anything that even remotely connects them to the ATF trying to take away our gun rights, you have to ask yourself, at what point do the American people see this as a threat to our Second Amendment rights? I mean, what? One day Biden could turn around, sign an executive order telling the ATF to go house to house and confiscate every weapon in America? I mean, look at all all of those executive orders he signed. Do you really think that he wouldn't care whether it says you cannot legislate from the executive branch or not? Do you really think his fellow Democrats would say anything? Do you think the mainstream media would say anything if he decided one day to sign an executive order that basically gives the ATF permission to knock on your door or cave it in, hold weapons to your head while they take your .357 Magnum and any other firearm you've got in the house, and then haul your ass off if you resist? The ATF, I see it as a strong arm agency, politicized by the Democrats. Does that Does that thought, does that idea sound remotely plausible?
Well, yeah, definitely, you know, because they're like the mob. Most of these agencies are getting like the mob, okay? You'd be surprised at what they're really up to, that we have no idea what they're doing. Are they? We already know about the gun running. What's to say that they're not doing dope running, drug running? I mean, remember Air America and back in the Vietnam War? Okay. That's just, that was an agency of the government, okay? You know? And I think, what's that dumb fuck on
how
TV?
How about the poppy fields in Afghanistan?
Yeah, yeah. And remember Gerardo Rivera out there in the field with the U.S. Army protecting the drugs? What the fuck? I mean, why are we having our troops over there protecting fucking drugs that wind up over here? Makes no fucking sense. So they're part of it. ATF and all them motherfuckers are part of it. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Well, you know, they do their dope running too, I bet you. You guarantee it. Remember, we are not privy to what motherfuckers, what these sumbitches goes on behind closed doors. There's no telling what goes on. They could be in the dope running. They could be in the prostitution, pedophilia, human trafficking, just like the mob. Go ahead.
Wouldn't surprise me in the least anymore. I mean, with the Democrats pretty much controlling everything, does it surprise anyone?
Nope.
It doesn't surprise me. I stopped trying to figure this shit out a long time ago. Seriously, I did. I've all but resolved myself to the conclusion that somewhere along the line, these simple-minded buffoons in government, they're going to get their way.
Well, here, I was talking about this. I'm just scrolling down a shit on Facebook, fuckbook here. Exactly what we're talking about. Here's a picture up here. It says, dear government, after 47-year war on drugs, you can't keep drugs off the streets. You can't keep drugs out of schools. You can't even keep drugs out of the federal prison. Yet you want me to disarm myself and trust you? You can keep guns from criminals? Let that one soak in for a minute.
Tell me about it. Now, here's an interesting little tidbit. Okay, and this came out Saturday. This came out this past Saturday, June 19th. Mainstream media treats Joe Biden's temper much different from President Trump's criticism of the press. No surprise. No surprise at all. Now check this out. The mainstream media has made a habit of referring to President Trump as a threat to the free press because of his negative comments about them. However, Joe Biden has received a received a free pass from such remarks for his recent attacks toward the press corps. Biden's latest hostility towards the media was directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins on Wednesday, last Wednesday, folks, so you know, after his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. After asking Biden how confident he was for a change in Putin's behavior, Collins was met with frustration. What the hell? What do you do all the time? When did I say I was confident? Biden rambled. I said what will change their behavior is if the rest of the world reacts to them and diminishes their standing in the world. In a tweet from Andy Biggs, the media has set such a low standards for Biden that we hear more about his favorite ice cream flavors than the fact he is unable to coherently answer basic questions. Members of the corporate media were quick to perform damage control for Biden after his outburst. Vox's, that's V-O-X, Vox's Aaron Rupar tweeted, "It would have served Biden better to not lose his temper with Caitlin Collins. But the problem with her question is she put words in Biden's mouth that he didn't say." Biden went on to apologize later in the day, which Collins was all too happy to accept. Although she expressed appreciation for his efforts, the reporter went on to claim his apology was completely unnecessary. The episode comes in stark contrast to a situation in 2020 when President Trump walked out of a press conference once Collins attempted to take control and criticize his handling of coronavirus. Collins, who is CNN's chief White House correspondent, went on to notably attack 45th President Trump after the election and blamed him for the events at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, Max Abrams tweeted, "When Trump wanted to end the occupation of Afghanistan after two decades, the media went wild, said it was evidence of Russian collusion, and called it a gift to Putin. When Biden makes major concessions to Putin over Nord Stream 2 and Ukraine, the media applauds." Now, the reporter is not the only member of the mainstream media seemingly applying different standards. In January, Biden snapped at Associated Press reporter Zeke Miller when asked about his vaccine goals. "When I announced it, you all said it's not possible," Biden claimed. "Come on, give me a break, man. It's a good start, 100 million. Miller, never responded to this criticism by Biden. However, he did take aim at Trump when the 45th president went to wave at supporters while hospitalized from coronavirus last year. Miller called Trump thanking his supporters outside Walter Reed Medical Center outrageous and implied he didn't take his job as president seriously by going out in a health crisis without a protective pool. Although many in the mainstream media consistently sought to tarnish Trump for defending himself and expressing concerns about the accuracy of their reporting, among other issues, they do not appear to be taking the same approach to Biden. Well, that's because they're the propaganda tool for the Democrats. They have to protect one of their own. How hard is it to figure out? How hard is it to understand? Gunslinger?
Well, you know, it's not. It shouldn't be very hard to understand. It should be very simple. But remember who you're dealing with. You're not dealing with people that can rationally, you know, decide things and use a little bit of common sense. Remember the E.T. Williams, Doctor of Common Sense? It's just gone out the window. They don't know what it is anymore. I mean, you need to go out there and choke them to death and pour some common sense down their throat, okay, to get these people to finally realize what they're doing. But at this rate, man, it'd take a super tanker full of common sense to pour down these son of bitches. But that's how stupid these people have become. And they're getting stupider every freaking day, okay, for all the shit that they're doing, all the crazy shit that's going on. I mean, it's just going bonkers. It's like it's exploded. Boom. You know, kaboom. It's like a transformer where it blew, or when it, whoever hit that pole over, it just blows. And we're seeing the repercussions of it right now. Okay? Look who's in the fucking White House. Dumb fuck. Numb nuts. Don't even know where he is. The son of a bitch is, he's suffering from some type of mental disorder. Okay? Alzheimer's, you know, dementia, whatever you want to call it. Okay? And the hoe ain't much better. Okay? You say, boy, you talk about, there's two peas in a pod there, a bunch of dumb fuckers. But you dumb fuckers out there that voted for him, getting what you deserve. Where are these Biden supporters at? You know, you should be saying on seeing on Facebook, oh, look at Blue and Joe Blow's doing. You don't see that now. Cat got your tongue out there, liberals. What about your buddy there? Come on, man. You know, shit. Go ahead. Give me a break.
Well, trust me when I say the media has always protected the Democrats. They always have. They protected Obama, remember? But from day one, when Trump came down the escalator in Trump Tower, they were all over him like stink on shit. It didn't matter to them. They wanted him gone. Which doesn't surprise me in the least. But what are you going to do? The mainstream media is full of whack jobs, Looney Tunes, and total fucking liars. I mean, we saw that with Jim Acosta of CNN. We see that with his cohort, Don Lemon. We see it with Andrea Mitchell. Not Andrea, well, her too. But we see it with Mika Brzezinski and her fucked up husband, Joe Scarborough. We see it with that witless wonder, Rachel Mad Cow Maddow. We see it with the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others. They have to protect him. He's showing signs of some mental instability that needs to be examined and done soon. Because his flip-flopping, his bullshit statements when it comes to Russia are going to cost us dearly. If you remember last week, I brought the story out about how they're conducting military exercises and they're out there in force. Why would they be doing that all of a sudden? Kind of funny, isn't it? Well, one final story for the night. And this is from the New York Post. A Trump supporter is suing the town for $25 million, saying they're trying to silence me. Now, this came out Saturday. Michael Wasserman wants to let his freedom fly, but his town of Long Beach, Long Island, isn't having it. I believe the city is trying to silence me because I'm pro-Trump, he told the Post. The 62-year-old entrepreneur has become known in the area for plastering his home, along with his Porsche and Jeep, with a rotating variety of political flags and stickers. Now he has filed a $25 million federal suit against the city of Long Beach, the chief of police, the city manager, and specific police officers after officials forced him to remove the flags on his cars. The town claims they are a violation of an ordinance stating that no sign shall be erected, affixed, or maintained within the perimeter of any public street or public property. Wasserman parks his car on a public street outside his home. Now, I'm going to show... I'm going to show you. I'll put the link to it in the Mixler chat room for you, Gunn. So I want you to see this example of his Porsche. Let me know if you can see it or not. In the interim, I am going to now show it also on the
on
the video side. Well. Okay, now I'm going to show the same picture that I just showed the gunslinger to you on the video feeds, folks. If you go to rumble.com/theFFNOIBN tomorrow, you will see this broadcast in its entirety, and you will see the picture in question in the video feed. It's got a whole plethora of different stickers and things, from Trump pissing on the CNN logo, I like that, by the way, to a sticker that says, "My governor is an absolute idiot. Freedom isn't free. Illegal isn't a race, moron." I mean, his license plate is a customized plate that says, "Got Trump." I mean, this guy is definitely pro-Trump. But you look at this, and this is his private vehicle. He bought and paid for. It belongs to him. This is his private property. And they're telling him to take the flags off his car and remove the stickers because of some ridiculous ordinance. I'm sorry, but what happened to the right to free speech? Do they not know what the Constitution is? Such an ordinance flies in the face of unconstitutional. I hope that his federal lawsuit is successful, because it would send a message to the city of Long Beach, Long Island, a clear message. You're a bunch of fucking liberal dumb shits that don't know what the Constitution says. All right, Gunn, you saw the picture of this, but I'm going to finish reading the story first, okay? Because obviously there's a little more to the story. So let me finish on with this. "They're bending and massaging the ordinance to fit the crime," Wasserman told the Post. "This is a blatant attempt to silence me." The town's lawyer, Howard M. Miller, told the Post, "It's not a political case. It's not the contents of the message. It's where he had it. It's a public street." Wasserman, who said police have visited his home multiple times since March, giving reasons for neighbor complaints to violation of ordinances, believes he is targeted for being a conservative. "People spit at me, drive by cursing me out," he said of local residents. His Porsche, which is decorated with stickers, including one depicting Trump urinating on a CNN logo, is marred with scratches from people keying it. But, he said, all the hate only strengthens his resolve. "If they didn't try to cancel me, I probably wouldn't be so prolific," Wasserman told the Post. "Wearing a legally permitted gun, a $400 Kevlar bulletproof vest, and a body camera because of death notes on his car. There's so much vitriol, hate, and anger from liberals. Aren't they supposed to be inclusive of everyone? They're not," he added. Lawyer Victor Ferraru, a self-described liberal Democrat who said he has taken heat for representing Wasserman, told the Post that they are suing on the grounds of selective enforcement and discrimination. "We wouldn't be here if he were flying a Biden flag," Ferraru said. "This is selective targeting for his political ideology." A pre-motion hearing is pending, and Wasserman's team expects defendants to file a motion to dismiss. A longtime Democrat, Wasserman switched parties in 2004 to vote for George W. Bush. He said he's been flying flags over a decade, including Tea Party flags, Marine flags, pro-cop flags, and the Gadsden Don't Tread on Me flag. which started as an anti-British sentiment during the Revolutionary War, but has become controversial in recent years. When the Post visited Thursday, he was flying Fuck Biden banners, the profanity of which has caused neighbors to complain to police. The town admitted in a March 21st statement that the profane language is considered constitutionally protected. The Wasserman won't be stopped. "I'm standing up for my constitutional liberties," Wasserman said. "All they try to do is cancel you." The cancel culture is getting to be a pain in the fucking balls. Unbelievable. Gunslinger, I got to hear what you think of this situation.
Well, you know, again, we're dealing with dumb fucks. I've always said, and you've heard me say this a zillion times now, it's free speech no matter who likes it, and they just proved it. It's fuck you, yeah, you go fuck off, fuck yourself, okay? That's all protected free speech, okay? But you got to use common sense with it. You don't want to yell fire at a crowded theater, do you? No, okay. That wouldn't work out too good, okay? But you have the right to say any fucking thing that you want to as long as it doesn't create a stampede or a panic. Well, fuck you. Fuck this. I think Joe Biden fucked up. I think he fucked in the head. I think the hoe gets it in the ass all daily and nightly. I can say that because it's protected free speech. Okay? And it's probably true, knowing the hoe. Okay? But these dumb fucks. These dumb fucks just don't get it. They just can't get it through their fucking sick, pea-sized fucking brain, if they ever had one to start out with. Look at what we're dealing with in the Texas right here. You know, Governor Abbott just signed the constitutional carry. You know how long that's been on the books? 10 years. It's taken 10 fucking years, which should have took 10 minutes. Okay? But because of the fuckhead liberals down here in Austin, or down there in Austin, the state capital, it took 10 years to get constitutional carry, okay, approved and passed. That's embarrassing, okay? But the same thing, it's the same libturds that are located anywhere for that matter, okay? They can't see how fucked up their goddamn policies are. Biden can't see how fucked up what he's doing to the country, okay? And the hoe, okay? Them fuckers, that bitch ain't even been to the border, don't even know what the fuck's going on down there because they're too embarrassed because they know that Trump was right. Trump was right on every fucking thing, pretty much, okay? He was right on everything. And there you go. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Everything was going great, hunky-dory, and I mean, shit, it was people getting blowjobs 3 times a day. It was great under Trump. Now you got this dumb fuck up there, and his goddamn bottom fell out. Completely has fucking, I did a fucking 360-degree turn. Back to like it was, you know, with Butt Buddy and Bushy Boys and all that, and blowjob and all them butt dumb fucks, okay? They're part of the dumb fuck club, and you're not invited. Good.
Well, we have run out of time. In fact, we've gone into overtime on BTR. So we're going to be closing up shop here. And as I always do at this point in time, before closing the doors, I offer Gunslinger the opportunity for a final thought, and then I'll render mine.
Well, go ahead, Gun. You know, like I said, yeah, like I said, and I've said it a zillion times, and I'll say it a zillion more times. Just because it's off doesn't mean it's off. Just because it says one thing doesn't mean that it's, you know, great for everybody. You know, it's just you cannot – everything has two sides of a coin. stand a coin up that's got two sides. Lay it down, it's got two sides, the top and the bottom, left and right. Right? It's one side is right and one side is wrong. Okay? And that's the way it always was, that's the way it is, and it's the way it will always be. Okay? You can't judge a book by the cover. Okay? You know, it may say one thing on the cover, everything's just hunky-dory and great, but inside the book, it's a horror story, okay, of rape, robbage, and pillage, okay? So you got to question everything. I don't give a fuck what it is, you know, except maybe the sky's blue during the day and it's dark out there right now and the sun comes up in the morning, there's going to be light. Maybe those you don't have to question. But anything that comes out of man's mouth, you've got to question it. You've got to fucking question it because they're lying motherfuckers. They will cheat, rob, steal, do whatever they have to do to get you convinced that they are doing the right thing, which is totally the opposite. Go ahead. Have a nice night. See you later.
Bye. All right, Gunslinger. When it comes to the vaccines, I cannot say this enough. I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. And in this situation, I was wrong. I should have sought proper confirmation. Instead, I waited and waited and waited. I made a choice. Granted, I got that confirmation because a sitting United States senator put the word out. None of the other mainstream media outlets have put it out. Nothing from CNN, nothing from MSNBC, nothing from Fox, at least that I'm aware of, and nothing from Newsmax even, which is rather surprising. But the fact that 5,000 people died from the side effects is disturbing, to say the least. And yes, by the grace of God, I was spared that disaster. Why? I have no idea. I wish I had a clue as to why. But you know what? It's not about me. It's about those 5,000 people that lost their lives. America, I'm not going to tell you to go out and get vaccinated. You choose to do it, that's up to you. One of my viewers on Twitch, Cherokee Rose, has made it clear she's not going to. Now I can safely say I fully understand her reasoning. Believe me when I tell you. As to the bill by Marjorie Taylor Greene to abolish the ATF, absolutely. Abolish the ATF. They were started in 1972. Turn it over to the FBI. Though I don't trust the FBI as far as I can throw it because it's been politicized, the fact of the matter is, well, six and one half of the other. If you know what that means, you'll understand why I say it. And finally, regarding Michael Wasserman down in Long Beach. Mr. Wasserman, I am a pro-Trump supporter as well. I have here, and I've worn it on this broadcast during the 2020 election, I have a Trump hat that says Trump 2020 on it. Somewhere packed away, and I still haven't found it, although I suspect it may have gotten thrown away when I was moving rather hastily. Hope not, but it's got to be here somewhere, is a Trump T-shirt that I have. Hopefully still do. The only reason I don't wear it in public is because Trump supporters have been attacked for wearing such things. The fact is, I'm not afraid of being attacked. It was a one-on-one situation. But when you have a mob or a group of people or some guy with a gun that decides he's going to go postal on people that support Trump, well, you know what? Then I got reason to be concerned. So I'm cautious. But I will vocally state for the record, I'm a Trump supporter. And that's why I hope to God he runs in 2024. Because if he runs in 2024, he will win. The Democrats, as I've said many times, aren't going to be stupid and try stealing the election again. They try it a second time. They're not only going to get their hands slapped, they're going to get their asses locked up. So, Mr. Wasserman, I wish you the best of luck in your lawsuit. And to the city of Long Beach, Long Island, for attacking a Trump supporter like this, fuck you. You fucking libtard pieces of shit. How dare you try to use some ordinance to force him to take shit off of his privately owned vehicle, to try and take away his constitutionally protected free speech. Is that what we've become? A nation that is a cancel culture, where the Constitution is meaningless, and that we're told we have to conform, obey. Remember the movie They Live? Rowdy Roddy Piper put on a pair of specially made sunglasses, and every time he looked at a magazine or a billboard, it revealed obey, conform, so forth. Is that what you want, America? George Orwell's 1984? Or do you want America, the constitutional republic that it was founded to be and still can and should be? America, it's up to you. It's up to all of us. Let's not waste time arguing amongst ourselves. It's like the critical race theory nonsense. Critical race theory should never be taught in our schools. As I've said so many times, and I will finish my comments with this, we are all members of one race, the human race. When people learn to accept that reality in their hearts, not just their heads, we could have a very wonderful world indeed. That's it for this edition of Firefox News Online. Delayed, postponed due to a severe thunderstorm, but thankfully we were able to get it in the can, even with my yawning and sneezing and everything else. It's all part of the live broadcasting, folks. We'll see you on the Tuesday night edition at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 Pacific Time on the multiple broadcasting platforms used by the Firefox News Online Internet Broadcasting Network. I'm George Sinzer, and for the comments I've made, that's the way it is from my perspective. Y'all be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, please, for the love of God, do not name it after me. That's all I ask. And with that having been said, it is now time to close this puppy up. Good night, America, from the Firefox News Online headquarters in New York.